Simon & Schuster Audio presents Knight in Shining Armor by Jude Devereaux. Read by Steve West.
Prologue. England, 1564. Nicholas was trying to concentrate on the letter to his mother. A letter that was probably the most important document he would ever write. Everything depended upon this letter. His honour, his estates, his family's future, and his life. But as he wrote, he began to hear a woman weeping. Annoyed, he got up from the crude little table and looked out the tiny window to the courtyard below. There were four men walking about, but there was no woman. Besides, Nicholas was three stories up, so he could not have heard her. The room he was in had walls so thick he could hear nothing from outside, and the oak door was heavy and bound with iron. "She is not of this world," he told himself, then gave a shiver as he crossed himself. He sat back down at the table and again began to write. But the moment he sat down, he heard her again. Her weeping had been soft at first, but it was growing louder. For a moment, Nicholas cocked his head to one side and listened. Yes, she was weeping, but her tears were not from fear, or even from grief. No, he could feel that the source of her pain came from something deeper. "No," he said aloud. He did not have the time to try to understand this woman. Whether she was of flesh or spirit, right now his need was as great as hers. He gave his attention back to the letter, but he could not concentrate. The woman's tears were pulling him to her. She needed something, but he could not tell what. Did she need comfort? Soothing? What did she want of him? Putting down his quill, he ran his hand over his eyes. The woman's tears were filling his head. No, he thought. What she needed was hope. The weeping was from a person who no longer had hope. Determined to turn his mind back to his own problems, Nicholas looked back at the letter. The woman's problems were not...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?